The Albanese government has announced a deepening of Australia's ties to the NATO military alliance by applying fresh sanctions on Russia and promising to send an aircraft to Europe to support Ukraine. As the NATO leaders' summit takes place in the Netherlands, Defence Minister Richard Marles says Australia will deploy an E-7A wedge-tail aircraft at the request of NATO and Poland to help protect a gateway for humanitarian and military aid to enter Ukraine. Up to 100 Australian Defence Force personnel will also deploy to Europe with the aircraft in an operation set to continue until November. The government has also imposed another wave of sanctions designed to further weaken Russia's war economy amid its invasion of Ukraine. These include travel bans and new targeted financial sanctions on 37 individuals.